こんにちは。今週も外資系裏技英語へようこそ。石井てるみです。そして、
Hello, I'm BJ Fox. Nice to see you all again.
なんでちょっとテンション低いの、BJ? What happened?
Nothing happened. No, sorry.
大丈夫、元気?
I am very, very 元気.
You're very, very 元気. よかった、よかった。
Yeah.
Maybe I was too loud?
I was, yeah, I'm always impressed with the level of volume you can achieve.
私の声がうるさいと。
From that small body.
私の声がうるさくて、今ちょっと BJ が弾いてたという状況が起きてますけど。そうなんですね。声でかいんですよね。そのね、ラジオとかで喋ってても、ディレクターさんに、こんな声、マイクがあるのに声が大きい人。あんまいない。So there's a microphone.、
Yeah.
So you don't have to say, speak in a loud voice.、Yeah. なんかライブ会場とかだと声大きくなきゃいけないけど、
yeah.
こういったマイクの前で録音するものって大きくなくていいのに、But still my voice is loud. So, so だからね、うるさいってよく言われるんですよ。すみませんね、ほんとね。
Well, you just apologized. Which is perfect because today's episode is also about apologizing.
そう、先週だってね、アポロジャイズの方法をお伝えしました。一緒にやりましたけれども、今週も引き続き。
Yeah, well, last week we talked about how to apologize properly、
yes.
and how important it is to apologize.、
うん、
But also, do you remember we said you should always apologize. Like, if you make a mistake and try to make it into a small matter, it will then grow into a big mountain.
まあ、いつでもちょっと自分が悪いと思えば、必ず謝った方がいい、
うん、
でそれがなんかどうってことないっていう感じにこう小さいことで済まそうとするとどんどん大ごとになってしまって相手も怒らせてしまうから大きなマウンテンになってしまいますよね。
So last week I said always apologize. This week the episode theme is please stop 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 apologizing.
え?だって先週ね謝った方がいいって言ったのに今週はStop apologizing?、
Mm.
Our listeners will be confused.、
I'm sorry about that. No, actually, I'm not sorry about that. I don't apologize, not anymore. It's finished.
あれ?なんか先週はね、謝りましょうって言ったのに。リスナーさん混乱させてすいませんね。
No, no, we're not sorry. We're thankful for their patience as they listen to us explain this change of stance. Today's episode, Tenami, is about...Stop saying sorry and start saying thank you.
なるほど、リスナーさんごめんなさいではなく、私たちが言ってることが変わったことに辛抱強く聞いてくれてありがとうございます。
Yeah.
すごい。Change
that mindset from I'm bad to I'm grateful.
もうこちらが悪いございますではなくて、ありがとうございますのマインドセットに変えていきましょう。
Okay, just for clarity,
okay.
if you do make a mistake at work,、
mm-hmm.
apologize.、
うん、職場で、まあ、自分がミスをしてしまったらもちろん謝んなきゃいけないね。
What we're talking about today is, you know, those small moments where sorry almost becomes the same level as like hello.
これは何?職場じゃない状況。ってこと?職場の状況では
、in both work and at home.
もうどこでもいいけども、まあ、すごい小さなことでもうなんかねこんにちはレベルで sorry って口をついて出てくることあるよね、
yeah.
そのことを今日は話すんですね、
mm. like, I feel like Japanese people say すみません a lot すみません I'm a bit late すみません British people often say I'm sorry I'm sorry everything sorry
そうなんですよその、まあ、例えばちょっと遅れてすみませんとか、mm. ぶつかってすみませんわかるけどもなんか人にしてもらってるのにすみませんとか、
mm. Yeah. But even if you are late, let's say you're 2 minutes late、
mm.
instead of saying sorry I'm late、
mm.
change that mindset and say thank you for waiting
What?
Like if you're like, and in a work scenario、
uh-huh.
let's say your presentation goes on a little bit too long
Yes.
don't say ah、oh,I'm really sorry for taking up your precious time
はいはいはい
Say Thank you for listening so long
わすごいプレゼン長くなった時に長くなってすいませんではなくて長い間聞いてくださってありがとうございましたっていう言い方に変えるだけで Wow, very, sounds very positive
It is, just, we talked before about being positive in the workplace Being、mm-hmm. a good team member It makes yourself feel good It makes the other person feel good
So it's like a positive spin.
Yeah, and it's a positive spin, and what it will have is a positive effect in the workplace, both on your mentality、mm-hmm. and also on your colleagues around you.、
Mm. そうね、職場でポジティブな言い方に変えるだけでいろいろないい影響がね。
Yeah, you say thank you to someone. the listener feels better.
Thank you. って言葉の方が聞きたいもん。Yeah. 私ね、when I was in comedy school、yeah. 養成所にいた時に、なんか音を使うネタがあって、
oh, yeah.
で私がこの家でパソコンでなんかあの音をこう CD に焼いてきて、
yeah.
でそれができないっていうそのクラスメイトがいたから、mm. そのこの分も焼いて持ってきたら、mm. その子がずっとごめんね、ごめんねって言ってたの。
Yeah. And yeah, and then you're like, oh, I'm not going to do that again.Like, so, like, it makes it all feel negative. What if they just said, oh, thank you so much?
そう、なんかね、すごい不思議な体験という、不思議な体験というか、ごめんねじゃなくて、should be, you know, ありがとうじゃん、
yeah.
普通。
Yeah.
てか別にありがとうって言われたわけじゃないけど、いや、彼女は、その、ありがとうって思ってくれてたんだと思うんだけど、mm. I'm not trying to blame her.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's a matter of a word choice.
Yeah.
So, Japanese say, ごめんなさい without really thinking it. なんか、thank you,Should be thank you, right?
Yeah. yeah.
But well, she didn't say thank you. So I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
なんかちょっと観察対象としてすごい面白い現象だなと思ってるからちょっと印象に残ってるんだけども。
I think in Japan you've got this mentality of like when you do something, it's always like, 大したことがないんですか? or つまらないものですか?
ね、そうなんですよ。そのね、お土産あげるときもつまらないものですがとか、ディナーをサーブするときも、なんか、もうなんもないんだけどねって。Yeah.
Which is fine, that's cultural, but when it starts getting into your daily habits and that, you know, that situation with your, what would you call it, 同僚, colleague,
同期,
when she's saying sorry, that's a negative vibe, had she just said thank you.
そうなんだよね、全然 sorry っていう文脈ではないからね、thank you の時だからね。
I often have an issue at comedy where I'm terrible after the shows, I always get very negative.
え?嘘、ネタの後、yeah. ネガティブになる。
Oh, terrible, terrible.
いつも爆笑の渦に巻き込んでるじゃない、BJ。
I know, but then I make one mistake, and all I can think about is that one mistake.
あれね。
And then people often at the end of the show come up to me and say, oh, that was really funny.
いいじゃん。なんかお客さんが喜んでくれて、BJ さん面白かったですよって言ってもらえれば。
And I always go, oh, no, so, no, I messed up at the end.
はいはいはい。一個ね、あそこうまくいかなかったところがあるんです。But, you know, the audience didn't realize. Even did realize, but it just sticks in your mind.
Yeah. And then I was doing this in Singapore. I was performing in Singapore where I started comedy. And one of the older comedians, he actually took me aside and he said, when someone says, that was a great show, the set phrase is,Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Uh-huh.
So instead of going, no, sorry, just go, thank you.
Yeah, そうなんだよね。だから褒められたら、いやいや、そんなことないですよ、じゃなくて、yeah. thank you. I'm yeah. glad you enjoyed. って言えばいいんだよね。
Yeah. Because I think when you go, oh, no, 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 oh, no, it's nothing. Maybe you're pretending to be humble. What do you call it? 謙譲。
あのね、not only, あの、謙遜ね。謙遜。Humble.
Yeah.
とかよく、可愛いですねって言った時とかに、yeah. いやいや全然って女の人よく言うけども、mm. 別にもう綺麗な人に綺麗ですねって言った時に、mm. そうなのありがとうでいいと思うんだよね、
yeah.
まあ、そうなのはもしかしたら言いづらいかもしれないけど、mm. いやいや全然私なんかってよりも Wow, thank you でいいと思うんですよね、
yeah. I know this is 外資系裏技英語 I know we're talking about personal life But I think、ね、it does apply to your personal life Because actually、I actually came across this in a cartoon.
Cartoon?
Yeah.
Wow. Kind of.
Like a, just a, like, you know, one of the ones that gets shared on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about how constantly apologizing actually changes your mindset and creates a sense of guilt.
謝り続けてると自分の中に罪悪感みたいなものを作り出してしまう。
If you're always apologizing, you start feeling like a smaller person.
It makes you feel small.
Yeah.
I'm small? No, physically. そういうことじゃなくて、なんかその自分の自尊心っていうのかな、まあまあその謝ってばかりいるとすごいその気持ち的にもこう目いってしまうっていうところがあるんだね。
And actually, I printed it out, and it's by a Chinese New York artist called Yao Xiao.
Yao Xiao さんという中国系ニューヨーカーのアーティストの方が描かれた。カートゥーンがあるんですけれども
and I think we'll post it on our social media
そうだね私たちの SNS でもシェアさせていただこうと思いますこれねとても素敵な漫画カートゥーンなんですよ
well, so we'll just read out what the characters say in this cartoon
Don't say Sorry I'm always late
Say Thank you for your patience
Don't say Sorry, I'm not making a lot of sense. 全然わけわかんないこと喋っててごめんなさいって言っちゃダメです。
Instead, say, thank you for trying to understand me.
Don't say, sorry, I'm kind of a drag. What does this mean?
I think it means like being a kind of drag. It means, なんかくだらなくてごめんね。I'm not, not it, なんか調子に乗ってなくてごめんね。
ああ、調子良くなくてごめんねみたいな。Sorry, I'm kind of a drag. ちょっとつまんなくてごめんみたいな。
Yeah, so imagine you're with a friend, you're not in the right mood. So instead of apologizing, say instead, thank you for spending time with me.
Oh.
So like, there are just a few examples, but I found it very impactful. You know, don't apologize all the time. Appreciate what others have done for you.
そうなのよね。謝らないで、こう相手がしてくれたことをシンプルに感謝して、その言葉を、感謝の言葉を伝えるっていう方がお互いハッピーよね。Mm.
So we'll share that, Yao Xiao, and we'll share that out on our SNS as well.、Mm. But let's hear this in action in the workplace. BJ apologizing too much and not using the urawaza.Hey Ruben, sorry to bother you.
Hey, what's going on?
Sorry, but I can't find the audio file for the next episode. You sent it to me, right? Sorry, but could I ask you to send it again?
Okay, no problems. Is everything okay?
Just stressed. The TV station is really pushing me on this new script. Sorry, I don't want to bother you with the details.
Alright, just send it to you again.
Oh, it hasn't arrived.
Sorry, maybe hit send or receive?
Yeah. Got it. Sorry about that. Speak soon. BJ using the urawaza and changing the sorries into thank yous. Hey, Ruben. How are you?
All good.Going on?
Oh, thanks for asking. I can't find the audio file for the next episode. You did send it to me, right? I would appreciate it if you could send it again.
Okay, no problems.
Thank you so much.
Is everything okay?
Just a bit stressed, actually. The TV station is really pushing me on this new script. Thanks for asking.
And sent. Is there anything else I can do to help?
Thanks for the offer.If I need something, I'll ping you. Oh, it hasn't arrived yet.
Maybe hit send or receive?
Ah, got it. Thanks so much. Speak soon.
Wow. Sounds very positive.
Yeah.
Ping って何?
Ping means... it's like sending a DM or it's kind of got the image of maybe...It's not like mailing,、
uh-huh.
which is a mail.、Uh-huh. It's like kind of, oh, hi guys, quick question. Like on Slack when we write to each other.
Hi, 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 hi.
You know, just reach out. Just like a quick, quick email, quick buzz.
Mm, それはネット上でちょっと知らせること?それともちょっと連絡するわ?もう
yeah,
ping.
Yeah, yeah, ping. Just ping me. If you need anything, ping me.
Yeah, ping you, ping me.
Yeah. And I think that the ping means...You know, the sound.
Ah, あれ ping って言うんだ。ping.
So like on like line or on Slack.
あ、そういうことなんだ。連絡するわなんだね。I'll contact you って言わないもんね、きっとね。
Well, contact you is like, I'll send you an email, I'll contact. But if it's just like a small thing with a colleague, say, I'll ping you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, let's look at the strategy for this.
Okay.
The strategy is actually very, very simple in terms of language.、
Mm-hmm.
It's more about a change of mindset.
Oh, このね今回のストラテジーはまあ言葉のこともそうだけど、もっとそのマインドセットの問題よね。
It's like changing, you know, in terms of language, it's just changing sorry to thank you. But really, you have to change how you think from I'm a bad person, I did something wrong, to I am a grateful person.
Mm-hmm. そっか、言葉でただ sorry を thank you にするだけじゃなくて、もう自分がいけない悪いことしちゃったじゃなくて、まあそれを相手が受け入れてくれてることに対する感謝をするって、それを言葉で表現するっていうことがこう全てなんでしょうね。Wow, 深いな。
Yeah, and I think it's difficult because, you know, Japanese people, British people as well, you know, we've been brought up to have an apologetic mindset, so it may take time.
Apologetic mindset とともにね、まあ、とにかく人様に迷惑をかけたら謝るみたいな文化で。So, yeah, なるほどね。イギリスもそうだし、But in America it's not.
Yeah, I think America's got a different way of thinking. Canada, I think, is they're quite famous for always saying sorry.
あ、そう、カナダの人は more apologetic なんだ。そこも違うんですね。Interesting.
So, three very simple steps.
Okay.
So,Do your best not to do these things.
Okay.
Number one, do not overuse the word sorry. If you overuse it, it loses its power.
Sorry を言いすぎない。まあ、言いすぎるともうパワーを失っていきます。まあ、言葉の力がっていうか、まあ、なんだろう。本当に謝ってんのかみたいになっちゃいますからね。
So when you feel yourself about to say, I'm sorry, quickly change your mind and prepare the words, thank you for.
その本当になんかミスとかをしたのであればまあ sorry かもしれないけどそうじゃなくても thank you for にちょっと置き換えれる状況っていっぱいあると思うんですよね。なので I'm sorry って口をついて出てきそうになった瞬間に thank you for を頭の中に用意しましょう。
Yeah. And then think about what you were sorry for and see how you can turn that into a positive.
何に対して謝ってるのかということを考えて、まあ、それをポジティブに変えられないかということを考えてみましょう。
Yeah. And in terms of attitude,、mm-hmm. actually, it's the same humble attitude as an apology.
そうね。Thank you って言うけど、Oh, thank you! ではなくて、yeah. まあ、態度はあくまでも、まあ、ちょっと謙虚な、ちょっと謝るかのような態度はキープしときましょう。
Yeah, like we were talking right at the beginning about if you're 2 minutes late for a meeting, you know, obviously, you know, you should feel sorry for that.、
Mm-hmm.
But so you're not going, oh, doesn't matter. You know, you're still being polite.、
Mm-hmm.
You're just, instead of saying, I'm sorry for being late, you're saying, thank you for waiting.、
だから2分会議に遅れてしまった時に、まあ、待ってくれてありがとうございますって伝える時も、まあ、ちゃんとその謝罪の気持ちというか、そのアティチュード、態度というのは保ったままですね。
Yeah, take your time, be polite, and look at the person, then thank them.
そうね、ちゃんと、あのしっかりとそれを相手に伝えるという時間を取って相手の目を見てすみませんありがとうございますすみませんって言っちゃったけどありがとうって Actually I was late for this recording today
Yeah
ちょっとね私、まあ、これも言い訳なんですけどもお笑いライブに出ていたら遅れてしまいましてでその時にねあのね私 I used this 裏技Oh thank you for waiting BJThank you for waiting, Ruben. って言って、早速この裏技を発動しました。
And my 激怒 disappeared.
What? 激怒していたの。
激怒。Don't see that. No, you did. You did use it, and it was very good.
But it actually makes me feel less guilty when I said thank you for waiting instead of sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
とても私もおすすめですね。
So that second step of like thinking about what you're sorry for and turning into a positive, that will take time to change that mindset and train that mindset.
やっぱりこのマインドセットを変えるっていうのは、まあちょっと時間がかかることかもしれないですね。
But in the meantime, there are two really good blanket phrases.
ブランケットフレーズ、毛布。
Like, いつでも使える。So like a blanket, it covers all things, all situations.
ブランケットフレーズっていうんだこういうの面白い。Yeah.
It covers everything like
everything.
A blanket.
Wow.
So they are thank you for your support.
Thank you for your support. 支持、まあ支持、あ、なんだろうさ、日本語訳。
応援。
応援ありがとうございます。Yes. Okay.
So thank you for your support. And the other one is.Thank you for your patience.
これは使えそうだな。Thank you for your patience. あの、patience ってのは、まあ、辛抱してくださってありがとうございます。まあ、ちょっと日本語にすると硬いけど、まあ、我慢。
Yeah, in English, both those phrases, very natural phrases, not too polite.
あ、全然その、 あの英語の日常会話では硬すぎるってことはないので、yeah. 日常会話でも全然使っていけるものなんですね。Thank you for your patience. So thank you for support.
Yeah, those two phrases. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your support. Really get them ready to say at all times. So let's practice.
Let's go.
So Terumi, this is a practice quiz. I'm going to give you some phrases.
Okay.
Sorry phrases. Apologies. And you quickly try to think how you can turn this into a positive, grateful statement.
Okay, positive spin quiz.
Okay, this is a lightning round, so don't overthink. Just try to reply as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, phrase one. Sorry for being late.
Thank you for waiting.
Sorry for talking so much.
Thank you for listening.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, this is more of a work-based example.
お、難しくなるよ。
Sorry, this project has become much bigger than anticipated.
難しいな。まず thank you でしょ。 Thank you. Thank you for your support for this big project.
Yeah, like thank you for your support is the blanket phrase.
Yes.
So well done. Maybe you could have said something like,Thank you for your support as this project grew bigger than I anticipated.
なるほど。あの、思ってたよりも、
yeah.
プロジェクトが大きくなって。
And finally, another one, which may be a bit work, but, you know, let's imagine I'm a, what do you call it? Ikumen.
Ikumen ね。
I'm an ikumen.
その言葉もどうかっていう議論がありますよ。Because, yeah. like, fathers, it's a matter, of course.
Yeah. So, like, imagine I've gone on paternity leave. I come back to the office.And I say, sorry, my wife just had a baby. Things are so busy. Sorry, I couldn't reply to your emails.
Ah, これはね、さっきのよりはいけるぞ。Thank you very much for your patience.
Yeah, thank you very much for your patience while we became used to having the new baby in the house or something.
Yeah, そうですよね。Thank you for your patience. I'm now getting used to my new lifestyle.
Yeah, perfect. And this is a good example because there's no way you should be going into an office and apologizing for taking holiday because you had a baby.
そうね。謝ることなんか何一つないからね。
But you kind of feel like you have to. You have to go, oh, I'm so sorry. But no.
No. 謝ることじゃないからね。その育児休暇取ることは。Yeah. ありがとうございました。ご協力。
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this. Yeah, yeah so, なんかまあに英語だけじゃなくても日本語でも使えることだと思うしね。Yeah. だから謝りそうになっちゃった時は謝るんじゃなくて相手に何かしてしまったって思うことを Thank you とか何とかしてくれてありがとうございますに変えられるんじゃ、変えられないかってことを常日頃意識するのはね、very 素晴らしいですね。
Thank you so much for listening. This is it's a funny topic because thank you and sorry are probably some of the first words you learn in English.
確かにね。英語、any languages, when you start learning some languages, ね、ありがとうとかごめんなさいをまず最初に習うけども、but we didn't really know how to use them.
Yeah, and the attitude, the not sorry but thank you attitude, is really easy to forget.
ついつい忘れがちだよね。
So yes, apologize when you do something wrong, but you know, when you're a part of a team, part of a company, there's no need to apologize for those simple things that pop up every day.
もしね、間違えてしまったり悪いことしてしまったらもちろん謝らなきゃいけない場面もあるけれども、まあチームだったりだとか、まあ会社内のことだったりとか、まあ小さなことでとか、まあ、少なくともそのなんか休暇を取ったとかに関してはそんな謝ることでは全くないし、まあ、遅れてしまった時でさえも Thank you から始まるフレーズに、ね、どんどん変えていくといいですよね。
Be positive. Change your mindset. Be happy. And thank you for listening.
Thank you very much for listening.
And we'll see you. We'll hear you. No, we'll speak to you next week.
また来週新しいエピソードをお届けしますのでお楽しみに。バイバイ。
バイ。
Buddha was an ego. Business English is so hard. Buddha was an ego. I need a noodle was a
Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Rate and review us on the podcast store. And also, if you want to practice English, download Cambly and use the code URAWAZA in kanji.
今日も外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってどうもありがとうございました。SNS では @裏技英語で Twitter、Instagram やっておりますのでぜひフォローしてください。そしてポッドキャストのアプリでも評価とコメントの方をしていただけたら嬉しいです。星5つだと嬉しいななんつって。そしてですね、Cambly というねネイティブの英語教師といつでもオンラインで英会話レッスンができるというアプリもダウンロードしていただいて、漢字2文字で裏技と入力すると15分間の無料レッスンが受けられるので、そちらもぜひ試してみてください。
And if you like the show, tell a colleague.